FM4.
Es ist 16 Uhr, die Schlagzeilen. Israel will Ankunft von Gaza-Hilfsschiff verhindern und spanische Opposition fordert bei Protest Neuwahlen. Hier ist Simon Fritz mit den FM4 News.
Israel has vowed to stop a ship carrying aid and activists from reaching Gaza. Among those on board are climate campaigner Greta Thunberg and French member of European Parliament Rima Hassan. Meanwhile, reports from inside Gaza suggest more Palestinians have been shot dead near food distribution sites run by a controversial aid group. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports.
It appears to have happened early in the morning again, near an aid distribution site in Rafah in the south of Gaza before it had opened. In fact, people have been told not to go to that site until later in the day. Four people are reported to have been killed, others wounded. One eyewitness, a woman, said that her husband had been shot in the head as he was there to try and get food for their children. The Israeli army has responded by saying that they called out to suspects to distance themselves from the area. But as they continued advancing in a way that endangered the troops, the soldiers responded with warning shots.
Tens of thousands of people have protested in Madrid against Spain's minority government of Pedro Sanchez, accusing it of corruption. The demonstration was organized by the People's Party, the main conservative opposition. Its leader, Alberto Núñez Feijóo, called for early elections. He has accused Sanchez of being at the center of a number of alleged corruption scandals. Sanchez and his allies say right-wing opponents are conducting a smear campaign. Italians have started voting today in a two-day referendum on whether to relax citizenship laws and change some employment laws. It's seen as a challenge to Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's right-wing coalition government. Rosie Waits has more.
The referendum campaign focused on labor rights and Italy's falling birth rate and was initiated by the opposition Democratic Party and a leading trade union. The ballot paper has five questions. Four are about the labor market, including whether it should be harder to fire some workers and if compensation should be increased for workers laid off by small businesses. The citizenship question will ask Italians if they back reducing the time of legal residency required for foreigners to apply for Italian citizenship from 10 to 5 years. Opinion polls suggest the vote will fail to generate the required 50% of the electorate to make it binding. Rosie Waits, FM4 News.
The governor of California has described U.S. President Donald Trump's order to deploy 2,000 National Guard troops to counter protests in Los Angeles as inflammatory. Gavin Newsom said there was no shortage of law enforcement in the city and accused Trump of trying to create a spectacle. Tomorrow's weather, a sunny start in most of the country, except for some rain in the morning in regions from Carinthia to southern Burgenland. By the afternoon, all of Austria will get a mix of sunshine and some clouds. Highs will range from 17 to 25 degrees.
This is a journey.
Lieblingslieder. Ihr hört die FM4 Lieblingslieder. Christoph Sipin ist für euch heute hier am Start. Und was sind die Lieblingslieder? Das ist die Sendung auf FM4, in der euch eure Favorite Artists ihre Favorite Songs präsentieren und ein bisschen so über Projekte und das Leben, übers Musikmachen, über alles Mögliche quatschen. Heute am Start, a fantastic pleasure. It's been a while since we talked, I think. So I think there's a lot to catch up on and a lot to chat about. Is Sohn, what's going on? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah, happy to be playing shows again and be doing music and not trapped in my house. So yeah, I'm very happy.
Do you have Sundays in your life? Often when people do music, it's kind of like a 7-day circle. Do Sundays exist for you?
Yeah, I used to be that, right? I used to do the, like, I was always just making music, doesn't matter what day. And then at some point when I started the relationship that now I'm married. And when I started in that relationship was the first time where I was like, okay, not weekends if I'm going to the studio and stuff, right? Now I have like a million children, so also that plays into it as well. Now, I think Sundays, yeah. Sundays now back to being kind of like a recharge day. Mm. Yeah, it's good. And my kids are getting older now, so it's kind of less stressy. But I remember being a kid and like Sunday would be the day that we had a bath instead of a shower, you know, and stuff like that. And it's like, Sundays are kind of like that for us too, I guess.
Can you think of a Son song that would be a good soundtrack for a Sunday?
Yeah, maybe like one of the ones from the third record, I guess, that was much more homey based. And so maybe like I Won't, which is this kind of like very sort of nice, loving, relaxing kind of, not really a ballad, but, you know, this kind of, yeah, very home based sounding song.
Ihr hört die FM4-Lieblingslieder. Christoph Seppin ist für euch heute am Start und Son ist auch für euch heute am Start. Und wir reden ein bisschen über alles, was so anstehen wird. Vielleicht ein bisschen auch über Sommer. Shall we talk about summer? It is finally starting to become summer. You're looking forward to summer? Something in my mind always connects you a little bit with summer, because I think most of the times that I've seen you was at like outdoor shows, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, summer is. I live in Spain now, so summer is intense, you know. And I, like I said, I have a million children, so summer for me is like now becoming this kind of. If I'm not touring, it's become this really, like, intense period of, okay, there's no school, we have the kids, so it's kind of. Also, where I live, there's cicadas, right, making noise.
The best sound in the world.
Unless you're a recording artist that has a recording studio, and it's impossible to get it 100% soundproof, right? So it's almost like the cicadas now dictate that I cannot make music in the summer. It's just like until after 10 p.m. or something like that.
Well, you could listen to like the beats per minute, I suppose,
yeah,
that a cicada beat goes. And then you model all your music around it. So like the cicadas give you the rhythm and you just follow along to it. So they're collaborators on your music.
I wonder as well if you could record it and then like invert the thing and then cancel it out. So it's crazy. It's like for like 12 hours a day, every single day for like 3 months. I live in like a really foresty area, so it's there. They're everywhere.
What artists do you think cicadas would listen to if they would listen to music?
Well,
if it wasn't Zone, because obviously they listen to your music. Yeah. That's why they make so much noise outside of your studio.
Well, cicadas, you know, the reason they're making that noise, it's the male cicadas who are desperate to get laid. So, so I don't know, actually. It would definitely be some kind of like smooth, some kind of like seductive music. I want to celebrate.
a deity said, show the ferret to the egg, I'm not getting let alone.
Ihr hört die FM4-Lieblingslieder. Sohn ist heute für euch hier am Start, um ein bisschen über Musik zu quatschen, über den Sommer. Wir haben bereits über Heuschrecken gesprochen, aber jetzt reden wir ein bisschen über deinen Sommer and your music making. How would you define what a Sohn Show is in 2025?
Yeah, I have sort of seasons, I think, in the way that I approach live shows, and what I did last always informs what I do next in a way. There's no really clear lines between when that happens, but what happens with me is that I get tired of the way that I'm presenting the music live, and then I want to do it in a slightly different way again. And so, you know, in my kind of sort of 12, 13 years of doing this as Sohn, it's like I started off being very much putting the whole thing kind of behind glass and just not really interacting with the audience, not really kind of just, it was more about the lights and it was more about the distance between me and the audience in a kind of really interesting way. And I loved that. And I felt really strong in that. And then as time went on and I did different records, the next record was much more performative. And I kind of came out to the front a bit more in terms of how we presented the show. And then when I did my third record, it became a lot more about community. So it became about getting rid of a lot of those tricks and being more present in the room. And now I've kind of like come full circle and I kind of want to just go back behind the glass a little bit. And sometimes I feel like performing wise, as a singer especially, I go through these different phases where maybe I'm more like vocally pushing, or maybe more I'm kind of like highlighting my voice. And right now I'm back to a period where I kind of want to just go backwards a little bit and kind of like blend back into the music a little bit more. So that's where I'm at in 2025. I'm kind of back to wanting to just calmly, yeah, I get excitable. So it's difficult when you're an excitable person, but you make music which is not necessarily excitable in itself. It's kind of an interesting thing to have to keep playing with and adjusting.
It must be interesting as well to see how people dance to it or move their bodies to it as well then, because I suppose you have these like juxtapositions. It's like dancing, but like being into the music as well. Dancing to music can sometimes be something really, really expressive and like really following along to what's happening. But then it can be something like impressive, yeah, I suppose.
Totally. Yeah.
Like that as well, where you just kind of like dance within yourself. How do you notice it in the crowd? Like when you look at the people, how do they move at a Sohn show?
You know, I generally don't look. I'm generally like, I would say on average, I have my eyes closed at least the first three or four songs until I feel like, okay, now I'm present. Now I feel like I know, I feel comfortable in what I'm doing. And then I like open one eye and I'm like, oh shit, there's like people. And then, yeah, I guess I always perform. I'm not a, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not like an extroverted performer, right? So the power that I get from performing is definitely from introversion. So half the time, even if I'm looking at the audience, I'm kind of looking through them. And that's the only way that I can do it, because otherwise I get really conscious of the fact that I'm doing it, which is like terrifying, or not even terrifying, but it's just like weird.
Can you think of an artist that gives you this feeling when you listen to it yourself?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, like historically, you know, back in the day, that's probably the feeling that I got from Radiohead. I don't really listen to them so much now, but like at one point that's was very easy for me to connect, I guess. Yeah, it's a funny thing where maybe even my impression of the music that I make is very different from what anyone else's impression is, you know? Mm. When I think of what music I make, I think of a certain type of thing. But if you look at what you've actually done, it's like completely different. So, I don't know. In terms of maybe like a song that would capture that would be by Radiohead, probably Codex. Something like that, where it's like he's talking about like an insect dragonfly or something like that over a lake and stuff like this. This is what I imagine.
Back to insect talk.
Yeah.
Just try and fly.
Lieblingslieder.
Ihr hört die FM4-Lieblingslieder. Sohn ist für euch heute hier am Start, um euch euren Sonntag ein bisschen schöner zu machen. Let's talk about working together with people on music. Let's talk about like collaborating with people on music. It's always something that's important to you, right? Like getting working together with other people. What is it? What makes it so special to get like different ears or sounds or feelings from other people? How does that feel? Because I suppose sometimes as a musician, it must be nice to control everything. Yeah. And then you need to open yourself up for other creative inputs and stuff like that. How is that with you, for you?
For me, it's like, I would say there's two very clear different parts of what I do as a creator. And it's like, I do my stuff, which normally I'm creating all of it, right? And then I also work with other artists on their stuff, which for me is a chance to do all of the fun part, which is all the creation, coming up with ideas, producing and all that, without the anxiety of it having to be my music, you know? So I find it really great and energy giving and relaxing to make other people's records, because I don't have that feeling of like you know, there's no self-hatred in that. But when you make it your own music and you know that that's going to get released, there's a lot more kind of like, what are you going to sing? Oh, you're going to sing that? Yeah, that sucks, by the way. Or like, you know, hey, you know your voice sucks, you know? Or like, you know what you've got to say? You have got nothing to say. There's a lot of these voices in my head, actually. Yeah. And so in a way, well, collaborating with other people for their music, that voice doesn't come. And I'm starting to realize that the only way for that voice not to come for me is to also collaborate with people on my music, because then you don't give that voice an opportunity to talk. There's, you know, there's too much going on in the room. So so that's what collaboration means for me. It's like just shutting up that sort of self-critical voice that when you are just on your own, that can be kind of deafening, actually. That voice that's telling you, just don't do it today. Just like, don't make music today because it's probably not going to be good, you know.
Can you think of a dream collaboration? Someone that you would, if it could be anyone, someone that you would love to make music with?
Yeah, right now I am really into, or have been really into in the last couple of years, Sia Grey. But the irony of all of the kind of dream collaborations is they don't need that. They're already doing amazing, right? So I wouldn't, it's like my dream collaboration that I would not do, because I would just ruin it. Like she's already amazing. So like, so yeah, probably Sia Grey. And I loved these, like the two EPs that she made, the QWERTY EPs, which was super interesting, super like wild. And like, that's my main recommendation for anyone to listen to of music in the last 2 years. Just like listen to those EPs, QWERTY EPs, QWERTY 1 and QWERTY 2 by Sia Grey.
Okay.
This is a journey into
FM4
Lieblingslieder.
Is it over?
hört die FM4-Lieblingslieder. Sohn ist am Start und wir reden übers Musikmachen und übers Musikhören. And maybe also a little bit about whistling tunes. Just before the interview, when we met up, you were whistling this one tune. I always think it's so funny how we have like this music in our head that accompanies us. And then sometimes we just hear it in our heads. And then sometimes we just whistle along to it. Yeah. What were you whistling? Could you whistle the tune so people that are listening can guess what it might be? And then tell us what it is.
Well, I don't know if it's known or not, really. I think it's kind of pretty unknown. I found this guy through, like, Instagram, right? So
how does it whistle?
It's like... Doo-doo. I always hear all the parts. Doo-doo-doo. This is great.
As a true musician, you hear all the parts at the same time, but you have only one mouth to whistle, which is the problem.
Exactly. This is why I need to, like, learn to beatbox or something. But it's called... The Want by Young Dervish, and it's this guy. I don't know how I found him. Has 11,000 plays on Spotify, so it's not very well known.
Well, now it is.
Yeah, and he plays a fretless guitar. He only plays fretless guitar, and yeah, that's how I found him.
Want it, but I can't come around. No, I won't try. Fight it, 'cause I'm crashing down. You say you love, you say you trust, you say I'm what you really want. You say you love, say you trust, say.
I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on.
Ihr habt die FM4-Lieblingslieder gehört. Christoph Sabine ist für euch am Start gewesen und Sohn ist auch am Start gewesen. Let's round up this hour that we spent together today with a very easy but also very, very difficult question. Depending on who you are, I find out more and more that it's actually very difficult for people. And the question is, what's the best song of all time?
The best song of all time.
It can be... It's objectively the best song, where you really go, like, when you listen to it, oh, yeah, that's obviously the best song. Or it could be subjectively a song where you go, like, well, I know there's better songs, but that song's the best song for me.
Yeah, it totally depends what angle you're going for, I think. Because I'm someone who normally first hears the music and doesn't pay attention to the lyrics for quite a while. But there are some songs where lyrically it's just like... holy shit, you know? And then if you get both at the same time, then you are in the ultimate land, right? So, best song ever. Oh, man. So, I would have a few different suggestions for different reasons, right? So, I would say that I love Alice by Tom Waits because the lyrics are just incredible. I love something like... 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon, because it's kind of got both. It's like musically really awesome and then lyrically it's just incredible. I also love, I've got like a really soft spot for like Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. I don't know why that song resonates so much with me.
Because it feels good.
Yeah, that's
all. The feel, right? The change of the melodies, it has a good feel. It feels nice. Someone told me that the other day. A really good song is a song where it feels nice in your mouth when you say the words or the melodies or something like that.
Yeah. And I love like Video Games by Lana Del Rey. It's amazing. It's an amazing song. But it's also kind of evocative of, I don't know, like Bridge Over Troubled Water or something like that, which is also, you could say is also an epic song. Yeah, that's hard.
Well, we can either play all of those songs, so depending on the time that we will have on the radio, just one.
Yeah, I don't know which one would be the one for me. Also, Storms by Fleetwood Mac, that's a really nice one too. I love all the ballads, man. I'm a sucker for like ballads, I think.
Fantastic. Then let's listen to one of those ballads now. Thank you so much for taking your time, Son. Thank you so much.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss. Put his favorite perfume on, go play your video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now. Singing in the old bars, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild dots, video games. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video games. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I. Built for two, only worth living if somebody is loving you. And baby, now you do. It's you. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Maybe now you do. Now you do.
Lieblingslieder.
Es ist die Chips-Legende. Wir knistern durch das Wochenende.
70 Jahre Kellys. 70 Jahre Knistern ohne Ende. Kellys, das Original aus Österreich, ist 70. Jetzt mitfeiern und 300 Mal Sky-X Kombi für ein Jahr gewinnen. Mehr auf kellys.at.
Kellys ist die Chips-Legende.
Leadership und unternehmerischer Erfolg sind immer im Trend. Trend, das Magazin für Business Leader. Mehr Infos auf trend.at.
Mein Name ist Christo Grosev. Seit ich den Oscar für meine Doku Navalny bekommen habe, bin ich Putins Staatsfeind Nummer 1. Ab sofort arbeite ich für jetzt. Unsere Mission, gemeinsam beweisen wir, wie gefährdet Österreich durch russische Angriffe ist.
Was noch fehlt? Deine Unterstützung. Werde Gründungsmitglied auf jetzt.at.
Nachrichten.
Meinung.
Magazin.
Qualitätsjournalismus.
Seit 1848.
Die Presse.
Ah, Schatz, google mal Zylinderkopfdichtung auf Italienisch.
Guarnizione della Testata.
Einfacher geht's mit dem Arpe. Wir helfen bei Pannen im In- und Ausland und holen Sie notfalls auch heim. Mit dem Arpe Sicherheitspass, dem europaweiten Urlaubsrundumschutz mit Rückholung für Auto und Familie.
Arpe 123, der Pannennotruf.
Wahrheit existiert. Die Erde dreht sich um die Sonne. Ein Mensch kann ohne Herz nicht leben. So ist es eben. Wahrheit existiert. Da will ich hin.
Hol mich hier raus, Falter. Jetzt abonnieren. abo.falter.at.
I want to share your mouthful. I want to do all the things your lungs do so well. I'm gonna bend into you like a cat bends into a demon. Turn you inside out and lick you like a crisp packet.
FM4. Es ist 17 Uhr, es sind die Schlagzeilen. Donald Trump entsendet die Nationalgarde nach Kalifornien und Israel will die Ankunft vom Aktivistenboot im Gazastreifen verhindern. Hier ist Simon Fritz mit den FM4 News.
The governor of California has described U.S. President Donald Trump's order to deploy 2,000 National Guard troops to counter protests in Los Angeles as inflammatory. Gavin Newsom said there was no shortage of local law enforcement and accused Trump of trying to create a spectacle. The BBC's Joe Inwood reports.
For the second night in a row, parts of LA were the scene of running battles between protesters and law enforcement. Police fired tear gas. The crowds responded with fireworks and even a Molotov cocktail. Since Friday, agents from Immigration Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, had been carrying out raids in predominantly Latino areas of Los Angeles. Businesses were searched. There were reports of people hiding in their houses for fear of being detained. California's governor, Gavin Newsom, said the raids were cruel and that deploying the National Guard would only escalate tensions.
Israel's defense minister has vowed to prevent an aid boat operated by the Freedom Flotilla Coalition from making it to Gaza. Israel Katz says he has ordered the military to act so that the ship carrying supplies and activists does not reach the territory. Among the 12 activists on board are climate campaigner Greta Thunberg and French member of European Parliament Rima Hassan. Scientists from across the world are gathering in the French city of Nice for a major UN conference on the oceans, which will get underway tomorrow. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more from Nice.
François Houllier is head of French ocean organization IFREMER that brought the scientists together. He says the ocean is in bad health, and that's grave because it does so much for the planet.
The ocean is the biggest regulator of the climate. 90% of the excess of heat that is being produced by our activities is stored by the ocean,
which is causing sea levels to rise. There are other problems like plastics and pollution and overfishing. American scientists from federal organizations like NOAA, NASA, and the U.S. Geological Survey were prohibited from coming by the Trump administration. Houllier says not only are American oceanographers some of the best, but oceans are a common good, so international cooperation is critical.
Tens of thousands of people have protested in Madrid against Spain's minority government of Pedro Sanchez, accusing it of corruption. The demonstration was organized by the People's Party, the main conservative opposition. Its leader, Alberto Núñez Feijóo, called for early elections. He has accused Sanchez of being at the center of a number of alleged corruption scandals. Sanchez and his allies say right-wing opponents are conducting a smear campaign. Tomorrow's weather, a sunny start in most of the country, except for some rain in the morning in regions from Carinthia to southern Burgenland. By the afternoon, all of Austria will get a mix of sunshine and some cloud. Highs will range from 17 to 25 degrees.
Die folgende Sendung wird präsentiert vom Trendmöbelhaus Mömax. Sieht doch gleich besser aus. FM4.
Sommer am Ponyhof. Fiverr und Fact laden ein. Zum Plaudern und Grillen.
370 Grad schaut aus nach der perfekten Temperatur für unseren Gasgrill.
Absolut, da bist du der Spezialist. Wir haben aber eigentlich einen wahren Experten heute eingeladen, nämlich Manuel Oberhuber, Meteorologe, also der ORF-Wettermann. Einer der ORF-Wettermänner wird heute hier sein und mit uns über Wetter und Klima reden.
Und das hat extrem viel zu tun mit dem zweiten Gast, mit Harry Jenner.
Ja, Festivalbetreiber, möchte ich sagen.
Möchte man
Chef
fast sagen.
Mogul, wir werden mit ihm darüber reden und über das Wetter, was man ja immer macht, wenn man Gäste hat. Hoffentlich kommen Sie bald. Bitte spielen Sie Musik zum Einlauf der wichtigsten Personen. Und ich werde auf jeden Fall weg von diesem Grill, denn ich schwitze.
Thank you.
soweit. Die Gäste sind da.
Ein Einlauf des Festivalveranstalters Österreichs. Hier, hallo Harry, servus, grüß dich.
Servus, servus.
Servus, wollen wir uns offiziell die Hand geben von der Ferne. Sehr gut, sehr schön. Und Manuel, dir servus. Auch. Hallo, grüß
hallo,
dich.
Hallo, freut mich.
Ja, das waren, oh, du hast eiskalte Hände. Setzt euch mal, servus. Wirklich.
Herzlich willkommen.
Ja,
das
hinsetzen.
Wird kalt.
Das wird, genau. Stimmt das eigentlich?
Kleine Vorausschau.
Das Wetter wird kalt, wenn du, aber kennst du diese Souvenirs, die man früher kaufen konnte? Vielleicht kann man dieses auch noch, die Farbe verändern, wenn das Wetter an sich ändert?
Ja, die kenne ich.
Ist das ein Quatsch?
Eher schon.
Wirklich?
Ja, weil die sehen halt, die messen das, was gerade ist, aber die wissen nicht so gut, was in ein paar Stunden oder Tagen sein wird.
Ja, aber das ist ja gerade, ja, ich meine, du musst mir überlegen, wie viel Taschengeld ich da rein investiert habe. Was falsch? Eher das heißt, schon. Ich kann es auch nicht gewinnbietend hergeben, weil das ist wurscht.
Eher bei mir mal nicht. Also bei einem Meteorologen wird es schwierig.
Okay, also dann gehe ich nicht zum nächsten Meteorologen-Flohmarkt mit meinen Porzellanfiguren. Harry, geht's dir gut?
Ja, noch, ja.
Das schaut saugrantig aus.
Echt?
Jetzt schon im Vorfeld
gerade. 2 Grad. Dann brauche ich wohl das erste Bier, oder?
Ja, damit so ja. Dann geht der DJ-Effekt nicht nur zu den Plattentellern, wie ihr seht. Er geht dann nämlich auch noch zum Kühlschrank, er geht zum Grill und er unterhält sich mit uns sozusagen. Ist er heute Multitasking unterwegs. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass ihr da seid, denn wir fanden, ihr passt sehr gut zusammen. Du machst sozusagen das Wetter, Manuel, und du leidest, Harry, drunter, wenn es scheiße ist.
Ich kämpfe dagegen.
Dagegen kämpfst du gleich.
Manchmal schon, ja.
Ja.
Ich auch manchmal.
Ja?
Ja.
Das Wetter ist an allem schuld.
Nö, so weit möchte ich jetzt nicht treiben, aber doch an einigem, ja.
Ich finde es schön, weil ich finde, eigentlich sagt man ja immer, man soll nie Konversationen über das Wetter machen, wenn man Gäste hat, aber heute werden wir es so richtig ausreizen. Wir werden alles, was Wetter ist, ansprechen und noch ganz viele andere Sachen. Das Frequency steht nahezu vor der Tür, also ein paar Wochen noch, Hammer. Mhm. Und über dich werden wir heute viel kennenlernen, oder dich werden wir heute auf jeden Fall kennenlernen. Hey, Fact, kannst du mal Musik machen?
Natürlich.
Dankeschön.